Good evening. Welcome to the Space Show.
Good evening.
Could you please tell me something about Kibo?
Okay. Kibo is a Japanese experiment module attached to the ISS, International Space Station. It's a kind of the institute you on orbit. We are planning to use them for the life science and material science and science or space science research.
And you have astronauts go up to the space station from time to time?
Yes, now Soichi Noguchi is staying in ISS for 6 months, and this time Naoko Yamazaki will be flown by the space shuttle to carry the samples and facilities to the ISS.
When the shuttle stops flying, how are you going to get your astronauts up to Kibo?
Yeah, we are using Soyuz spacecraft with the NASA and ESA. The next astronaut, so Furukawa, will be flown by the Soyuz spacecraft in 2011.
Could you tell me about some of the experiments that have been done on Kibo, some of the things you use Kibo for?
Yeah, major theme is the weightlessness works, how works to the lives. That means lives is grown up on the ground environment, that means the 1G is essential to the lives. But on the orbit, there's no gravities. So how gravity works to the lives, and we need to research principles of the gravity for the lives.
Could you tell me something about the astronaut that's going up on this current mission, please?
Naoko Yamazaki will on board the space shuttle this time. She attached the container. It's on the shuttle cargo bay. Will be attached to the ISS by robot arms. And after that, she transferred all of the baggage from the container to the station, and some samples will be recovered by the shuttle, transferred from the ISS to the container. After that, container will be installed in the shuttle cargo bay, and shuttle come back to the Earth.
Could you tell me whether the Japanese people have a great interest in space, and do they support the Japanese JAXA program?
Yes, recent 2 years, our program is very succeed and successful, and many Japanese people supported our activities. And news media will broadcasting and many programs for the space activities, and so many Japanese have interest in our activities.
Are you able to comment and tell me a bit about some of Japan's other space programs besides the manned ones?
At first, we're working for the environment issue for the globe. So we developing many space Earth observation satellite to watch the our Earth and the environment. So it's an important work for JAXA. And one more important work for the space sciences. So we challenging the recovered sample from the small planet. And in this June, the capsule will be returned to the Earth. There is the Australia, area.
So that's a good involvement of Australia in Japan's space program.
Yeah.
You flew a vehicle called HyFlex in Australia.
Yes.
Do you know anything about that?
I'm not sure the detail of the project, but Japan and Australia has a long cooperation, and so we using your test site for the development of the space vehicles and hypersonic planes, and this time we use this site for the recovering the capsule from the outer space. HyFlex and Alflex is a part of the Japanese Hope project. It was targeted, but we got to get many technical information in the test in Australia. And after that, we have some experiment for the hypersonic plane project using the Umera test site. And now we are to recover the capsule from the outer space in the Umera area.
And of course, a few years ago, you launched our FedSat satellite, the Australian satellite, on an H2 rocket.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the utilization of Kibo, is there an opportunity for people like Australia and other countries to become involved?
Because Kibo is a big infrastructure for the space research, but Kibo is not only for the Japanese researcher. It's open to the Asian and the Pacific countries. So we asked the other countries to use the Kibo project and in the APRSAF, that is the Asian Pacific Space Forum activities.
Well, thank you for joining us on the space show.
Thank you.